Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Mem Beis. We're talking about Yovel and what makes Yovel all the halachas of Yovel, including, we know there are many halachas of Yovel. One blows shofar by Yovel on Rosh Hashanah, and one is Meshachar Avadim by Yovel, and one is not allowed to work the land by Yovel, and many other various halachos. So we had a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly is some halachas of Yovel are automatic, but we saw that in terms of the shvisas karka, that's tali on some other halacha of Yovel. So we had a machlokas whether it's tali on shiloach avadim or it's tali on shofar. Whether it's tali on shofar, and the last source that we learned on Chaf Amabez is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's tali on Shiluach Avadim, and you know that because Shiluach Avadim has played such a prominent role right when Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, there was Shiluach Avadim. And we mentioned that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar and Maimar Lamed Aleph discusses, his Maimar is called Yesh Kone Olamo B'Shah Achas. There is those that are Kone, they're Olam in one moment. And the first source he quotes, Ar Yerushalmi, Pirshi Yerushalmi, Paragimel, Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Hei, Amr Shabbat Yisroch, Amat Tzivam, what did they receive? The Tzivui at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Parshas Shiluach Avadim. And he goes through, as we said at the end of the Shir last time, that they were given this because they had a moment of inspiration. At that moment, they felt what it's like to be freed as a slave. So that's why Dafa Kodesh Baruch Hu said, remember this feeling. And says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, L'chol Adam Regaim Shelis Orus. Everyone has moments of awakening. The ikar avodah is l'shamer as ha'hisorish lo tafug, to guard the awakening so it doesn't fade. Val yadol yos l'shacher, and through the awakening to become a different person. And then he quotes numerous examples, including avodah zara daf yud zayin, Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, when he had that epiphany after he controlled himself and was not violate the avera. And he's trying to do tshuva, and he talks to the mountains and the valleys, help me, until finally his neshama left him, and the Basco said, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, mizuman l'chayei olam haba. And Rebbe said, yesh kona olamo b'sha'a achas, yesh kona olamo b'kama shanim. Says Rechayim Shmulev, it's sha'a achas kazu yesh l'chol echad ve'echad. There are many that have that sha'a achas. V'lo rak sha'a achas yesh lo, ala harbe sha'os ki elu yesh lo. There are many people who have shows. Aval kone olamo b'sha'a achas, yesh rak echad me'elaf. But who are kone? Who take that shah and are kone their olam, there's only one in a thousand. Adam sheyadol anatzel ta shah achas shelos orus, v'yidei kach liknos es olamo. And in that way, that's what Rebbe cried about, that there are so many people who have the shah achas, but not so many that are kone the shah achas. And that's what he says at the end. He says, aderach lishmar al ha'aliyah sheish l'adam, hi ayidei sheyaz kilas matam, and it's a hergesh. Remember that feeling. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us when he commanded the mitzvah of shiluach avadim at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, a couple lines, last line. Tani b'shem Reb Nechemya. Haisak ani osochem rechak tavi lachma, the pasuk in the end of Mishle, the pasuk from Eishes Chayil. Haisak ani osocher. Haisa, what it was, that like the Torah was a merchant on a boat, mi merchak tavi lachma, from afar brings its bread. So what is that teaching us? Divrei Torah aniyim b'mkoman ve'ashirim b'makom acher. Divrei Torah could be poor in one place, but rich in another place. Meaning, like we just said, we don't know the part that we just said, that Hashem in Parshas in Sefer Shmos in Perek Vav, Hashem gave a command. I think it's in Parshas Va'era. Hashem gave a command. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'Aharon vayitzavim al bnei Yisrael. But it doesn't say anywhere what he was mitzaveh. So it's aniyim in Shmos, but it's ashir in Yirmiyahu, where it explains what it was about. So these were two dayas that we had. What is the ikar in terms of determining the full Yovel? Is it Shiluach Avadim? Is it Shofar? So now we have a third opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosa. Aval Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Kiddush Bezdin, V'Tekia Shofar, V'Hashmei Ksafim, Mashmitin. All three. Says the Karban Eda, Hanach Tlasa Ma'akvina Yovel. All three are Ma'akiv in order to have all of the halachas of Yovel kick in. What are all these halachas? What are all these? Number one, obviously, Kiddush Bezdin. Bezdin has to sanctify. Bezdin has to declare Yovel at the beginning of Yovel. V'tkiya shofar, evashmadish ksafim, and to be mashmik ksafim, mashmitim. So before we talk about that, and the Rambam who quotes this, the Gemara first says, nicha kiddush bezdin v'tkiya shofar. Finally, I understand kiddush bezdin and shofar, that happens at the beginning of the year. Hashmik safim, lo besof he mashmitim. Right, we know, but we paskin, rov rishonim, 99% of rishonim, I think say shmitas ksafim is basof shmita. So too, shmitas ksafim by yovel, we assume is basof. So what do you mean? Does yovel kick in? But shmitas ksafim only happens at the end of yovel. So how does that determine the status of yovel? So Rabbi Zeira, shamalam and adah, he learns it from the following, because the pasuk says in Daniel, when Daniel wanted to fast, because of he heard that the Beis Hamikdash stopped being built. What does the pasuk say? Al tira Daniel ki min hayom harishon asher natate es libcha lahavin ulhisanos lofnei elokecha nishbut varecha. From the day that you decided, from the beginning, from your decision, kvar nishmut varecha, your words have already been heard. Meaning, right when you know you're planning to do it, machshava kamaisa, so to speak. So too, if people are planning to be mashmit their ksafim at the end, that is good enough. Again, machshava kamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu often is mitzarif machshava tova lamaisa, even though he's not mitzarif machshava ra'a lamaisa. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Shemitah V'Yovel, when we're talking about what exactly is the determining factor, so if you look in to all day at the end, Shemitah V'Yovel is at the end of Zeraim. You know, the Rambam has his own order of Seder Zeraim, different than Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had in Mishnayis, but if you look in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, that's where the Rambam says, again, a very interesting halacha is in the Perek, says the Rambam, Shlosha Dvarim Ma'akvin B'Yovel. There are three elements, Tkia, V'Shiluach Avadim, V'Hachzaras Sados L'Ba'alehen, Zui Yashmatas Karka. So the three things that he quotes is that both, meaning unlike the previous Tanoim of Tki and Shiluach Avadim, or either or, the Rambam quotes both, but the Rambam doesn't even quote Kiddush Bezdin as one of the three. He quotes Hachzaras Sados L'Ba'alehen, Zui Yashmatas Karka. And then he quotes exactly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, what the halach is, but maybe Kiddush Bezdin is just a given. It's a given, right? You need that, Interesting. If you look in the Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zsolti, discusses the Machlokas is Rashi and Mashma from the Sefer HaChinuch. When exactly did the Bezdin sanctify? Right? The pasuk says, V'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana. V'kidashtem matam alomar. They quote the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Ches in the Bavli. Rashi quotes, Shana mata makadish kisheshnas yovel nichnasa mitzvah al bezdin lomar mekudesh hashana. Like our Gemara says, Kiddush bezdin, the bezdin has to sanctify the month, and it's sanctified at the beginning of the year, as we would have thought. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Shilamid Beis, he quotes, Umin hadome shahayu asanhedrin miskabsin bekiddush shana, umevarchen aleh alakadish shanim, v'acharkach token b'shofar. One second. Shofar, avadim, that's Yom Kippur. So he says, mashma, the Minchas Chinuch is medayik. Mashma from the Sefer HaChinuch, that when is Bezdin Mekadesh, the Yovel year? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. Ayin Minchas Chinuch, so the Mishnah Yavis quotes, the mashma v'divrei HaChinuch, the Kiddush Bezdin, ha'yav b'yom ha'kippurim, b'zman shayu tokim b'shofar. V'tzorachin, it was already 10 days of Yovel. So how do you, what's the machlokas about? And how could the Chinuch say that the first 10 days, Bezdin's only Mekadesh from Yom Kippur? So he says, machlokas, relating to our issue in our Gemara. Rashi, who says you go by the first day, must say that the Kiddush Bezdin is Mekadesh the year. The Rashi, so over at the Kiddush Bezdin, Eino mitzvah biyovel kmot kia shofar. It's not one of the other mitzvahs that take place during Yovel. Ela ikr chalos din Yovel chal b'Kiddush Bezdin. The Kiddush Bezdin ma'akev biyovel. If Bezdin wouldn't be Mekadesh, there wouldn't be Yovel, as we were mashma. V'yal karchach, Kiddush Bezdin, if that's true, it has to be at the beginning of the year. B'knisa shnasa chamishim. Den lo kitshu bezdin, b'knisa shnasa chamishim. Hari lo haya chal chalos din yovel. But the chinuch can't hold that way. He must say that yovel is chal even without Kiddush Bezdin. Right? Me'atzmo, b'knisa shnasa chamishim. The Kiddush Bezdin, who? Mitzvah b'yovel. Just like there's a mitzvah of shofar, a mitzvah of shichra avadim, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Bezdin. Aval etzem kedushas yovel eino toli b'kiddush bezdin, ela shezeh rak mitzvah b'yovel, a kaddish, ishnaz hachamishim. Similar to, he compares it to, Hakdashas Bachar, right? We know the Gemara says, Ava Bishakodesh Miracha, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to be, sanctified. And Rav Salvation compared that to Kiddush on Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is automatically Kadosh, but still, there's a mitzvah to, for me to add my personal element. And then he discusses, maybe you could go a little deeper into this, but that's, the Mishnas Yaveis. The Ramban also, the Ramban in Shmos, on that big piece that he has relating to the big piece that he has on Zohar v'Shomar in Parshas Yisro and Perachaf Alachaches. So after he has the first part where some of the more the well known parts where he talks about Zohar v'Shomar, that's Mitzvah Aseh and Aseh Dochalos Saseh is based on Ava greater than Yira, and then he has a part where he talks about the months of the year, or that and the days of the week, and we count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We don't do that, and then towards the last part, which is not as discussed. He says, Rabuseinu od bo medrash shenakdisheyu bezichron. Right? There's a mitzvah of kiddush. It's a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos with words. Ki'inyin, what does it compare it to? Ki'inyin v'kidashin v'shnas ha'chamishim shana. Compared to kiddush on Shabbos is compared to kiddush of Yovel. Shayaton kiddush bezdin. Lomar v'yovel makudish makudish. Afkan, just like the bezdin has to say makudish makudish by Yovel, says the Ramban, Afkan, so to hear, tziva, we are commanded, shenizkos yom ha'shabbos b'kachenu osa. We have to sanctify it. Kach amru b'mechilta l'kacho kacheo b'bracha. Mikan amru mekachon al yayin b'knisaso. Mekadish al yayin. He says, it's an asmachta to do it al yayin, just kiddush b'dvarim is the daraisa. But he says, l'fisha kol t'unin kiddush miskachon b'knisason. Pamachas. That's what he says, the daytime kiddush is not daraisa. Kegon kiddush achodesh v'kiddush ayovel. Avo b'yom asmachta v'ein omer bo mekudish klal shedayena pamachas b'knisaso. V'chulu, that's the Ramban. All about, a little bit about kiddush yovel. Okay, we continue. So we learned a little bit about Yovel. So now, right before the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, like what we do. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Rosh Hashanah, you need use a bent shofar of a ram, Zacharim, and it'll be Yovel. In Yovel, then you use of a Ya'el, which is more of a wild animal. And the Gemara says, why? Time of Rabbi Yehuda, k'dei litin as a matzui, ala matzui, v'sheino matzui, v'sheino matzui. Rosh Hashanah, which comes up every year, you use a more common animal, the ram, the bent, and eino matzui, yovel, doesn't come up, except every 50 years, so you use the Ya'el, which is a less common animal. Period. Says the Mishnah, shofar shenistak v'divko paso. What happens if the shofar gets cracked down the middle, and then you dibko and you glued it up, puzzle. That's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? What if it makes the exact same sound? You glued it up and you can't tell? Says the Karbana Eda. Tahavila kishte shofaros. Right? It's like two shofars. Right? It's like two shofars. Afagav shekol orecha shofar echad. Mikomakom kishte shofarosu. Right? It's like two shofars and therefore shofar echad amar rahmana, says the Bavli, v'lo shtei shofars. Divek b'shivrei shofar ot pasal. What if it got cut widthwise? You have a bunch of circles that you're going to glue together that also is pasal. Even if the first one maybe is long enough to be a shofar, but if you add it on more, then the sound that you're hearing is from that whole shofar, more than one, and therefore it is pasal. Nike v'stama. What if the shofar got a hole in it? And I closed up the hole. We'll see the Gemara says, you closed up the hole with eino mino. You didn't close it up with min shofar, right? Some material that the shofar is made of. You close it up with eino mino. So, imma ak im ike vesetakia, if the hole that was there before you closed it up affected the tekiah, you wouldn't be able to blow properly, and now you close it up and now you can blow properly, puzzle. Because this eino mino is not mitztarif, it's not bottled to the shofar, so it's ki'ilu, the hole is still there, and he can't blow properly. So puzzle. V'im lav kasher. But if it was not ma'akev the tkiyah, if it would have been a perfect shofar even with the hole, and you happen to close it up, so then forget the eino mino. Even without that, I don't need it, and therefore kasher, it is kasher. Good. Shofar, just like v'divko puzzle, l'mi nitzur chal Rabbi Nasan. Who is this a chiddush for? Only for Rabbi Nasan. We're going to see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. Rabbi Nasan holds that if you close up a shofar, if you use the type that the shofar is, the material that of shofar, so then it will be okay. Mino kasher. Shalom b'mino pasal. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Nasan, who says, if you close up with mino, it's kasher. But even according to Rabbi Nasan, if you stuck two pieces together, it's going to be pasal. If the shofar cracked in half. Because according to the Rabbanan, even if you have a whole shofar and you use mino, it's still puzzle. So for sure, if it's cracked in half, so the Mishnah only is only according to, the Chiddush is only according to Rabbi Nasan. Dibek Shivrei Shofar was Pasul. Also, the next line, Odi Rabbi Nasan, that also would be only a Chiddush and needed for Rabbi Nasan. Nikev Ustamo. And what about the last case of the Mishnah? If you was a hole and you closed it up. So now we have Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nasani. That is also finally Rabbi Nasan, because again, Rabbi Nasan says, as we'll see, if you closed it up with Mino, it will be Kasher, Shloba Mino, Pasul. The Chachamim would say it's Pasul anyway, even Mino. So the Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Nasan, and it's talking about a case where you closed it up with Eino Mino. Detani, because the Brisa says, where's this machlokas that we've been talking about? Nikevu stamo. If there was a hole, then you closed it up. Bein bemino, bein shalo bemino. The Tanakama holds. Doesn't matter what you close it up with. Im hayamaka is a tekiah. If because of the hole, there was a impact on the sound puzzle, then it'll be puzzle. Vim lav kasher. So it doesn't matter what you close it up with. If the sound is impacted because of the hole, so that is a problem. Rabbi Nasan Omer, no, Bemino Kasher, Shlomino Pasol. Rabbi Nasan says if you close it up with, you get some shofar material, and you close it up with that Kasher, Shalom Bemino Pasol. And the Mishnah is talking about a case of Stamo B'She'eno Mino, and that's why it would be Pasol if it was Mi'ake Vitzkiya. Period. Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan just adds that, as we explained, but now we'll just say it explicitly, Kene Mastisa, when the Mishnah says, Im Ma'ake Vesatkiya, does that mean the Stima is Ma'ake Vesatkiya, or the original Nekev is Ma'ake Vesatkiya? So it's the original Nekev. Im Haya Ma'ake Vesatkiya, if the Nekev would be Ma'ake Vesatkiya Pasel, Vim Lav Kasher, and if not, that would be Kasher if it doesn't affect it. Period. Rabbi Abba Rizmina, B'Shem Revizira, Vahusha Stamo. This whole discussion that we're talking about, whether you close it up or didn't close it up, is only if you close it up. Right? If you close it up, then there's a chelik between mino and eino mino. Avalam lo stama, but if you didn't close it up, it still has the hole in it, but you can still make a sound. It's just that it's a different sound than what was made before it had the hole. That's okay. Kosher. Shekala kolos kshir in b'shofar, because all sounds are kosher in a shofar. So even though originally it had a different sound before it got the hole, if it still can make the sound of a shofar, it is okay. Right? This is why also sometimes people are in shul, we're in shul, we hear the shofar, and sometimes the Baal Tokeya, you know, switches sounds in the middle. Here, do, that's okay. Because all sounds are kosher. Kol HaKol is Shirim B'Shofar. So it doesn't matter if it changes pitch in the middle, or is strong or weak, it all is kosher, as long as there's no break in the sound. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Amar, Abba Bar Ba Shol Rebbe, Abba Bar Ba Ask Rebbe, Shofar Kaduach Maho. What about a pierced Kaduach, a pierced shofar? What's that? As we explained, a shofar is a horn on an animal, but it's hollow. But it grows on a bony appendage protrusion. So when you cut the shofar, it's full of this, it has a bone inside, and you take it out. You pull it out. I have to scratch around a little bit, but it's not solid where you have to chisel. You have to pull it out. What if you didn't pull it out? What if you just drilled a hole in the middle of that bony protrusion instead of removing it? And you blew that. So the question is that going to be a chatzitza? Because now the sound is the sound of the inside. The inside thing is not a shofar. Is it? Right? Or is it not? That's the question. Shofar kaduach ma'u. So Amar Leh, he says, kazeh toka miyavne. It's allowed. Kazeh toka miyavne. That's what we used to blow in Yavne. Right? And therefore the Pnei Moshe says, right? Min bamino eno chotzeis. Because it's all one thing. It's one type. This is not going to be a problem. If you have something that's not a shofar, it's what, let's say a keren, and therefore you have to just chisel a new hole. It's not like supposed to be hollow. So that's for sure a problem. That's not a shofar. But here, if it's supposed to be hollow and you just left it in and chiseled it, that's good enough. Rabbi Ba Bai Kumi Rav, Shofar Kaduach Mahu, Amarle, Kazet Token, Be'in Eitav. Also in Eitav, they also blew there, also another place up, in the north where there was a center of halacha there as well. So yes, it is allowed. Period. Harotei Elotocha Bor, if somebody blows shofar in a bar, why would you be blowing shofar in a bar? In a pit, or if the run, let's say it's a time when you can't blow. It's dangerous, right? The Ron quotes Rav Haigon at times when the government didn't want us to blow. So you're blowing into a bar. Kasher Rabino Haigon, this is on Daf Zayinam and Aleph and Daf Yerif. Shedvarim halalu ha'yitzrichim lahem b'yimei ha'gzeira v'hamalchiyas shahayim misyarin mehen miletzkoa b'gali. They were nervous. They were nervous to blow in public. That's why they couldn't blow. So tokei l'toch ha'gor. When else might this come up? Sometimes when this come up, if there's a, you're not sure if it's the sound of a shofar or not. So during the days of Corona, COVID-19. So there also, sometimes you had to blow with a different rooms, with a cover on the shofar for germs. So a lot of these halachas came up l'maisa up in the postgame at that time. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Corona, there's many areas of halacha. Okay, so if you somebody blows into the bor, holds water, a cistern, or a pites is a huge kli, carbonate, a kli gadol shel cheres, a big kli. So if you blow in there, im kol shofar shama yatsa, im kol avari shama yatsa. Depends if you heard the echo or you heard the real sound of the shofar. Meaning the way that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam quote this is if the person is in the bor. If the person's in the bor, then there's more of a chance that he's hearing the real sound of the shofar and not just the sound of the echo. If somebody's outside the bor, it's a little trickier. Right, again, but it says if you heard the sound of a shofar, then it can still work. And if Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Tav Kuf Pei Zayin, Hatokeya Bitoch HaBor, Bitoch HaBor, Hatokeya Bitoch HaBor. Right, so that's the language. And again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ran, right, as we just read. Because are we showing him? Look in the Shaar HaTzion, Ran B'Shem Rav Haigon. Right, Shemishta Zula Sorach Nishna is Bishas Gzera, Shagazri Umos, that we can't do mitzvahs, Vinishabu Baboros Umaras Lakaim. So we're hiding. So if you blew a shofar in all of these cases, so then says the Shulchan Aruch, Osan Ha'omdim Betochabor, Vahama Ara Yatsu, because they heard the sound of the shofar. Va'omdim Bachutz, they for sure heard the sound of the shofar. Those Bachutz, then he has to say it depends. Im Kala Shofar Shamu Yatsu, if they heard the sound of the shofar, Yotzei, v'im kol avar shamu lo yatsu. They heard only the echo. They didn't hear the full sound of the shofar, so then they would not be yotzei. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The ones that are in the bar, the betoch habar gufa, eino nishma kol avar. Right? V'lav dafkim kol gufam b'bar. They don't even have to hold the whole body in the bar. They could just stick their head in the bar. Stick their head in the bar and they hear the shofar, so that would be enough as well. So that is the blowing letoch habar, so it depends what they heard. What they heard. What do you mean what they heard? What if the person outside the bor? What about the Baal Tokeya? If the Baal Tokeya is outside the bor and he's blowing into the bar, he's blowing the shofar. He's not going to be Yotzei. Right? So explain the Rishonim. We know, big topic. This is why, because the mitzvah is Shmia. The mitzvah is Shmia shofar. So if I blow and I don't hear, so then I'm not going to be Yotzei. Right? That is the mitzvah of Shmia. And that's why the Rishonim discussed the bracha, right? Lishmoa kol shofar. Right, doesn't that show that the mitzvah is the shmiyah? Says the Rush is really a machlokas Rishonim, but this source sounds like a riot to shmiyah. Rabbeinu Tam had the other girsa. Rabbeinu Tam kasav, or a different version. Rabbeinu Tam kasav, I'm reading from the Rush, the end of Rosh Hashanah. Sheish levarech al tekiya shofar. Mishum dasiyasu higimar mitzvasa. Right, make a bracha of al tekiya shofar. And the Rav Yahavi Yerushalmi tokiya shofar, tzorach levarech, hashem hashem hizvanu lishmoa. Because shofar, v'shechiyan v'acharka tochen, right? Lishmoa, v'chein kasev bahag. Hadam avarchem lishmoa, because shofar v'lo avarchem letkoa b'shofar. Al tkiyah shofar kamo al mikra megillah. Mishum de b'shmias kol shofar hu yotzei v'lo b'tkiyah shofar. Shmias kol shofar, not tkiyah shofar. Kid, it's not. Where do you see that? Where do you know that? Why do you say the bracha of shmia says the rush? What's his, there are other riyas as well, but what's the riyah that the rush brings here? Kid, it's not. Hatotei lo tochabor. Sometimes the tokeya himself is not yotze, because he's only blowing, he's not hearing. Right, so there you see that it is the bracha, the mitzvah is the shmia. There are some rayas that seem to say that the mitzvah is the tekiya, right? You have to have a bar chiyuva that's blowing. So the Om Trua talks about that. Why should you need a bar chiyuva even if a monkey blows? I heard the sound of a shofar. So it must not be just purely shmia. It must be a sound of the tekiya also has to have some standard. It can't just be the sound of a shofar that you hear, because that raya as well. You can't have a monkey blow. Okay, there's a lot more there. Shmia tekiya, but we'll continue for now. Says the Gemara v'chein. And also says the Mishnah, Mishaya over Achor Beis HaKnesses, somebody's walking behind the shul, Oshaya Beis HaSamach LeBeis HaKnesses, or his house is behind the shul, next to a shul, V'shama kol shofar o kol Megillah, and he hears a shofar, hears the Megillah on Purim. Is he Yotze? He's walking past the shul. Sim Kivin Libo Yotze, if he was Mechavein to the shofar, Yotze Vim Lav Lo Yotze, If you got kavana, great. Aval bishazeh shama v'zeh shama. You could have two people. Both of them heard, but only one of them is going to be yotzei. Why? Zeh kivin libo v'zeh lo kivin libo. And therefore, it depends on the kavana. There is a machlokas in the Gemara, the Rishonim discuss, what does kivin libo mean? We know there's a major machlokas, tanoim, amoraim, poskim, whether mitzvah srichas kavana or mitzvah zain srichas kavana. Whether mitzvah, I'm only yotzei if I have kavana, will it be to be yotzei my mitzvah or not? Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. If I did the mitzvah, if I heard, then I'm automatically, I get the mitzvah. Even if I didn't have kavana, latzeis. That's a major machlokas. There seems to be chilukim in the Rambam and in other halachas. Maybe certain mitzvahs are different than others. But how would you understand kivin libo here? If you say mitzvahs srichas kavana, then in kivin libo here has to mean if you had kavana for the mitzvah, you're yotzei. And if not, you're not yotzei. What about mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana? How do they read this Mishnah? So you still have to have kavana for the maisa. If I'm walking by and I hear the shofar, but I just think it's like an animal groaning, I'm not going to be yotzei the mitzvah because I didn't even have kavanas hamaisa. You have to have kavanas hamaisa. You might not have to have kavana lemitzvah. Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. So that's the 200 ways to understand this discussion. There is a difficult word, and that is v'chein. What's the v'chein? The Mishnah has two cases. One case is you blow into the pit. It depends if you heard the shofar or not, or the echo. And then v'chein, and also if you're walking behind the shul, depends if you had kavana. So yes, the ritva, right amongst the rishonim. What's the v'chein? Hai v'chein lo asi shapir. What's this v'chein? She'ein sofa mishnah me'inyin t'chilasa. It really doesn't have to do with each other. El she'dome la, you must have to say, this tut stadim. In the first case, if you heard the shofar, great. If you didn't hear the shofar, you're not yotzei. See here too. If you're machavein, great. If not, you're not yotzei. So that's the ritva. There's two possibilities. Right. So that's the ritva's suggestion. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif here discusses that question. Tosfos Yontif was just a couple 200 years after the ritva or so. The Tosfos Yontif is 1500s. He's a Talmud of the Maharal Prague, who told him to write a commentary on Mishnah, and the Ritva was 1300s or so. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Hishva osa mizeh hatzad shebishnehem hamashmiya v'hashomeya einu b'makam echad. The Baal Tokeya and the Shomeya are in different places, right? In the outside the pit and in the pit, in the shul and outside the shul. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. The Aruch Laner does not like that answer. He says, why? What if you're in the shul? The same thing would apply. Even if you're both in the shul, if you didn't have kavana in the shul, then also you wouldn't be yotzei. So the Aruch Laner here has another answer. He says, Lanias Daiti. He says, Yeshlomer, the mashva usam de bishneyam hatokeya kusher, vahashofer kusher, vatakiyak shera. The blower is kosher. The shofar is kosher. The sound is kosher. Vashomen shomen kol. And everybody hears it. Everything's perfect. The afalpikin, still, one's yotzei, one's not yotzei. This one is not yotzei because he heard the echo, even though everything else was perfect. And this one, he didn't have kavana, even though everything else was perfect. So you could have a little problem, even though so much is perfect. That's the v'chein. Amr Yosi ben Chanina, lo amr ella v'chein misha haya over. The only issue about whether you're not sure if you have to make sure if he has kavana or not is if he's walking by. Ha'im amad, but if somebody stops outside the shul, he's walking, he stops outside the shul. The Meiri points out, he wasn't standing there beforehand. He's walking and stopped, then you could assume chazaka kivin. You could assume he had kavana. And let's say later on he doesn't realize, he's wondering, did he have kavana? If you stopped, we could assume he had kavana. Nasan shofar b'tocha shofar v'taka. What if you put one shofar inside another shofar? Im kol ha'pnimi shama yatsa. If you heard the inner one yotze, there's no chatzisa. You heard the inner one. And l'chora, the inner one is a little longer than the outer one. And your mouth is also on the inner one. V'im kol chitzon shama lo yatsa. But if you only heard the outer one, you're not yotze. Because that would be a chatzitza. Rabbi Avina boy, haf chumau. What if you flip the shofar? Different days in the Rishonim, what flip means. Let's go with one shot. You soften the shofar and made the, you put it inside out. Somehow you softened it inside out. Like some of the Rishonim here say that it's like you, a beged that you put inside out. Others say it means that you made the fat side skinny, you made the skinny side fat. Nishmina minada, but we say maybe you can learn it from this brisa. Gardu, if you scraped a layer off the shofar. We skip the next four words, we'll go with the carbon eidas girsa and the others, which is the Rush's girsa. Gardu, bein mifnim, bein machutz kasher. If you peeled off a layer, either from the inside of the shofar or from the outside of the shofar, it's still kosher. Lo amre lagardu. The only reason that we say kosher is because they peeled it. Ha im hafchu pasul. But if you flip the whole thing, that would be pasul. Why? Ma ben zeh lazeh. What's the difference? If both of them, you changed the, what it used to be. Zeh bita chalalo, zeh lo bita chalalo. It depends if you change the natural inner structure. Right? If you flipped it inside out, that's totally different. Right? If you just scraped off a layer, it's the same thing. It just has one thinner layer. And therefore, it would be okay. Good, says the Mishnah. We end off with a little agarata. Once we're talking about Kavan, Avaya Kasher, Yarim Moshe, Yadav Gavar Yisrael, and the Amalek, the Milchames Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands, and then they win. When Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are in charge, they do the Milchama or not. Ella calls Masha Yisrael, Mesak, and Klavi Mala. No, but it means when Bnei Yisrael were looking up, Moshe's hands got Bnei Yisrael to look up at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they were miskaber when they were fighting, realizing that Hashem is helping them. The Imlav Hayin Oflim, but if they weren't looking up to Avim Shashamayim, then they would fall. Again, there's a discussion what this is doing here. So again, the Pashup Shad is that it's about Kavana. Pashup Shad is about Kavana. So the Pnei Yeshua notes here, and the Yom Tshuva also talks about it, this fits in easier if Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. If you say the previous Mishnah, Im Kivin Libo, as we explained, means if you have Kavana for the Mitzvah, then here too, you have Kavana for Hashem. But if you say it meant earlier, Im Kivin Libo, if you had Kavana for the Maisa, then here makes it much more difficult. Here it's a little difficult. What, when you Kavana for the Maisa, so what does it have to do with that? So you have to say the Pnei Yeshua works hard to try to, come up with an answer, even according to that opinion. Okay, just one more section. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Amalek Kushvan Haya. Amalek was a magician. Mahayo. So what he used to do? Hayamam ibn Adam b'yom ginos yeshalo. He used to take people on their birthdays and make them fight because they had special mazel on their birthdays. Lomar lobim. Hey, Adam nofo b'yom ginos yeshalo. So that's why he sent them out to fight. Masa Moshe. What did Moshe do when he fought Amalek? Irbe v'samazalos. The good mazel that a person would have on their birthday, he mixed up all the mazalos. Hadahu dechsev. That's what it means. Shemesh v'yareach amav izvula. The sun and the moon were in zavul. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis says there are seven different heavens, and the sun and the moon aren't usually in Zvul, right? So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu messed it up. Viksiv Nasan Tahom Kolo, Rom Yadeu Nasa. The Tahom gave its voice; his hands were lifted up. So we darshan Marom Yadeu Nasa. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands. Nasan Tahom Kolo, and Amalek called out from below, from Gehenim, where he ended up. Period. We'll have to stop there. A lot here, but we'll call it for now.